Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of my message today is Hindrances to Success. Now, a definition for the word hindrance is a person or thing that makes a situation difficult. Someone or something stopping and preventing progress. A hindrance is a barrier or obstacle that gets in the way. And there are natural and supernatural hindrances. Today I'm going to talk about supernatural hindrances because those are the ones we really need to understand how to handle. The Apostle Paul's success was hindered by Satan during his ministry to the early church at times. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 18, he said, "We wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." Now, I want to begin by saying, never say that God does not want me to succeed at this. Never say that. Because it is the will of God for you to be a success. The Bible says in 3 John and 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." God takes pleasure in your success. That's right, pleasure. He's happy. He's delighted when you're successful. In Psalm 35 and verse 27, it says, "Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity or success of his servant." However, there will be hindrances to your success. So don't take it personally. Your lack of progress is not necessarily what you did wrong. Why? Because there is spiritual opposition against your success. The devil and his evil forces stand up to oppose your inheritance of blessing that God has promised you. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 10, it says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits." Jesus referred to the devil as a thief attempting to steal and to destroy your success in life. John 10 and 10, he refers to the devil by saying, "The thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy." Now, some of you may not be comfortable with the idea of spiritual warfare. It's a fact of life. There is a real devil, there is a real enemy, and he has decided to take you down. He has decided to destroy you. Why? Because God loves you. He led the first rebellion in heaven. The Bible tells us 1/3 of the angels followed Satan. God kicked him out. And so now there are evil forces fighting against us every day. And not just those who know and love God, but those who don't even know God. The devil takes people into bondage at his will to destroy their lives. So you need to understand how to defeat the enemy. And you need to understand why sometimes there's an hindrance to your success. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith." Now, often you can defeat spiritual hindrances through prayer, and if not just prayer, prayer and fasting. when fighting spiritual opposition, the Bible continues to tell us in Ephesians 6 and 17, it says, take salvation as your helmet and the word of God as the sword that the Spirit supplies. In other words, the Bible is saying that we should use scripture to fight against the enemy. We should use the word of God. There's a verse I pray every morning, and that is, no weapon formed against me will prosper. And all those who rise against me in the name of Jesus, I condemn the opposition by the power and the authority in Jesus' name. You have the authority in the name of Jesus to stop the opposition coming against you. Use that name. And then it goes on to say in verse 18, pray in the Spirit in every situation. Use every kind of prayer and request that there is. And there are different methods of prayer, and we're not going to get into that, but understand that prayer itself is a weapon against the enemy. Every time you pray, you enter into spiritual warfare. That's why the devil doesn't want you to pray. Often when you try to pray in the morning, it's hard to get up early enough to really pray and do some damage to the devil's kingdom. And when you pray at night, many times you fall asleep. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's because the devil is trying to stop you from praying. Now, the Bible tells us that there was a time when the disciples tried to cast out an evil spirit, but they were unable to do it. Now, this really, really bothered them, because Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread out, to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall hurt you. Demons are subject to you. But in this case, the demon was not subject to the disciples. They rebuked him and he didn't rebuke. So they were really concerned about it and they didn't know what to do. Well, Jesus came and he rebuked the devil, the evil spirit that was in the child, and it left. So they asked him why they could not cast that spirit out. Listen to what Jesus said in Mark 9 and 28. It says, when Jesus came into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast the evil spirit out? So Jesus said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So I begin by telling you, you can defeat the enemy's hindrances against you through prayer. But then there are some hindrances that will only go through prayer and fasting. Try to incorporate fasting sometime, at least once a week in your schedule, because you never know when you need to take authority over some type of opposition that is stopping your success. Now, we have been studying the success of Joshua, Moses' successor. And we've been doing this because it's helping us to understand principles of success. And I'm talking about supernatural success today, not just success. Supernatural success is when God is the one giving you the success. Now, the Bible says that what the children of Israel experienced was actually an example for us today. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 11. These things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age. Now, God promised Joshua supernatural success. And he also said, I will go with you and there will be nothing that can hinder the success that I am giving you. Listen to what he said in Joshua 1 and 5. God said, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. So be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all of the land. And just like God promised Joshua, God has promised each of you supernatural success. That success comes because he is with you, just like he was with Joshua. The Holy Spirit has come to give us success through our obedience to God, through our relationship with him and his son, Jesus Christ. Now, let me say this to you. It's important for you to understand that even though God has promised us success, there is going to be hindrances to that success. The Bible tells us Joshua had to defeat the inhabitants in the promised land to possess it. And your supernatural success is contingent upon your faith to wage and to win spiritual wars against the enemy who's trying to stop your success. Look at the person next to you and tell them, there's a war going on. The devil's trying to stop your success. But you can defeat him in the name of Jesus. So I want to discuss a few of the devil's strategies to hinder the success that God has ordained for you to have. And let's start with one. Let's begin with the hindrance of fear. And I'm going to start there because God delivered Israel from Egypt to give them the promised land, which was an inheritance of blessing. But the hindrance that prevented them from receiving what God had for them was fear and unbelief. How many of us are hindered by fear? When we see that there's an opportunity, doubt and fear many times enters our hearts and we say, I don't have the resources, or I don't have the education, or this is way over my head. See, many times you need to understand the reasons that you're giving yourself is not from God, but the enemy. The devil doesn't want you successful when God is for you. The Bible says, and if God is for you, who can be against you? God has promised you supernatural success.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible tells us that the children of Israel, they were not able to receive the success that God had for them going into the promised land under Moses because of fear. Now listen to the scripture in Numbers 13 and 27. The Bible tells us that there were 12 spies that went in to kind of spy out the promised land to see what they needed to do to go in as God had promised. But 10 of the 12 spies out of fear brought back a bad report. It says, this was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful land, a land flowing with milk and honey. In fact, here is the kind of fruit that it produces. And they had this big, big cluster of grapes. But the people living there are powerful, they said. And their towns are large and fortified. We even saw the giants there, the descendants of Anak. We cannot go up against them. They are stronger than we are. So they spread this bad report about the land among all of the Israelites. They said, the land we traveled through and explored will devour anyone who lives there. Folks, listen. I'm going to say this, and I want you to hear it. Do not allow fear to stop you from possessing the success that God has predestined for your life. Come on, you need to tell somebody that. Look at your neighbor and say, do not allow fear to stop you from possessing the success God has predestined for your life. See, folks, listen, you have to remember this about God. God created a plan for your life. See, it's not like us. You say, well, if our positive talk is, if you don't succeed, try again. There is no try with God. It's only do. When God created your life, he created you for success. He didn't create you for failure. See, this is not you driving the bus yourself. This is God creating a book, a life. You are on a journey. And if you just stay true to the script, everything God has written about your life, your future, and your destiny, which is filled with success, is going to come to pass. A lot of people try to rewrite their own lives. God has given you scriptures of success right here. I will be with you. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. I am more than a conqueror with Christ who loved me and died for me. Folks, listen, it's all written in the book. It's a success story about your life. You need to begin to pick it up, read it, and believe it. Because God predestined your life for success and not failure. So you need to realize that whatever God says you can do, you can do. Whatever God says you can have, you can have. Come on, we need to say that. Whatever God says, I can do, I can do. Look at your neighbor and say, whatever God says, you can have. You can have whatever God wants to do to give us success. We can receive it if we believe it. Now give God a hand of praise if you really believe the word of God. It's written. I'm going to say it again. You can do all things through Christ. Listen, I'm not talking about your ability. I'm talking about his ability. Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You can do all things through Christ who empowers you. Look at your neighbor and say, look, I'm not talking about your ability. I'm talking about his ability. Through you. It's not your ability. It's his ability through you. For it is God who lives and moves and works through you to do of his good pleasure. Even the life he predestined for you, even the success he predestined for you, it's him working through you to get that success. So get out of the way. Move aside and let God have his way in your life. Tell the devil to back off. God has a good plan, and I'm going to follow that plan. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the devil. The devil attacks us with fear. Every single one of us has been attacked with fear at some point in time in our lives. Some of you are being attacked right now, and that's why you don't have success. The devil, he creates troublesome scenarios. He speaks to your mind to create doubt and fear and distrust for God. God said he was going to do it, but it hasn't happened yet. You know, you'd love to do this, but you just can't. You just really don't have the resources. You know what? do this another time, or, you know, maybe you should just give up. Try something else. I know you feel in your heart that this is something that God told you to do, but there's just no success in it. Just give up. See, the devil is always trying to instill doubt and fear in us to stop our success. You need to say to the enemy when you start receiving doubt, devil, you are a liar. I can do all things through Christ. What God said I can do, I can do. What God said I can have, I can have. And it is not my ability. It is His ability through me. So in the name of Jesus, step two, you know the place. Folks, you have to realize that there is really a spirit of fear also. Listen, it is not just your mind. There is actually an evil spirit called the spirit of fear that comes to speak to you, that comes against you to stop you and make you feel like, this is just not good. No, it's just no good. Nope, I just can't do it. That's a spirit of fear stopping your success. Listen to what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. It says, "For my God has not given us a spirit of fear." Now, there is some wholesome fear. I'm not talking about the kind of fear that you are afraid to put your hand in the fire. That's just common sense. I'm talking about the kind of fear that makes you afraid of fire when it's on the other side of the room. The kind of fear that makes you afraid to fly. The kind of fear that makes you afraid to go down in the escalator or go up and an elevator. Spirit of fear is real. Fear of heights. My precious mom, she's in heaven now. But she used to be attacked by a spirit of fear. I remember one time we were just little kids and we were going up this mountain. And she said to my dad, stop. I'll get out right here. Get out right here. You'll go up the mountain and I'll get out right here. And she did. She just got out the car. So we didn't go up the mountain because she got out the car. Fear of heights. Fear of being in close places. See, people have all different types of fears. They're not logical fears. It's the spirit of fear. There is a spirit called the spirit of fear, and God has not given it to you. And God describes it as a tormenting spirit. In 1 John 1 and 18, it says, fear is a tormenting spirit. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. Now listen to what that word means in the original language. It means to punish in an effort to curtail or limit one's activities. The spirit of fear is coming against you to stop you from fulfilling God's plan and destiny for your life, gaining the success that God really has for you. See, some of you know what I'm talking about. Fear causes you to fear, to feel powerless. Fear can cause you to avoid relationships, to be timid and to be uncertain in your decisions. You're not quite sure the right thing to do, so you do nothing. Fear, if you allow it to, will paralyze your life. I'm talking about the spirit of fear.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part one of Hindrances to Supernatural Success. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we thank you today for your goodness, your love, your mercy. Your grace has carried us into this new year. Your word says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." You forgave all of our sins and you heal all of our diseases. Take us through this new year. Keep us, guide us, direct us, and may we look to you for all of our needs. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.